This is All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin is asking Governor Mike Beebe to oppose a recent decision by the Arkansas Board of Corrections to spend millions of dollars to plan construction of a new prison. In a letter to the governor, Judge Griffin blamed misguided policies of the war on drugs for leading to the imprisonment of people who he says are not a threat to society. Judge Griffin joins me now by phone. And, sir, elaborate on why you feel this way.
I have, as a pastor, been concerned for years because we have been incarcerating people for drug offenses and related nonviolent offenses, and crowding our jails and prisons. And these people are not posing the kind of problems that keeps us worried about our safety. They're not committing murders or rapes or kidnapping. We don't have a prison problem because of rapists and murderers. If we turned out from our jails people who were putting in jail because of nonviolent drug offenses, and over half the people who have been convicted to state prisons, it's been documented, in recent years have been placed there because of nonviolent drug offenses, then we would have room in our existing jails and prisons for violent offenders without having to spend millions of dollars on new prisons. On top of that, we could spend the money that is called for new prisons on dealing with the causes of drug addiction and dependency.
Do you find that in your role as a circuit judge that you're limited because of the laws in the sentences that are handed out to nonviolent offenders?
Well, first of all, when a prosecutor charges someone with these offenses, the sentencing range designed by the legislature calls for a felony charge based upon the amount of the drugs being possessed. That leads for longer sentences. Longer sentences mean more people are going to be in prison or jail longer. And when that happens, you get a stack up.
After sending your letter to Governor Beebe, any response yet from his office? Do you expect to hear anything?
Well, I really don't expect a response from me personally. What I would like for the governor to do is simply, as governor, as head of the executive branch, and the Board of Corrections is an executive branch, is an agency that's proposing this to the legislature, is simply tell the Board of Corrections he's not going to do it. At a time when the state is facing a fiscal challenge, he is not going to propose to build a 1,000-bed prison, spend millions of dollars planning it, and spend $65, $75, $85 million building it, and then plan on spending millions of dollars for years on end afterward operating it, rather than investing in schools and mental health facilities and drug dependency and addiction treatment centers and work programs so that people will not use drugs, will not commit nonviolent offenses to support their habits using drugs, and will be productive. Because this process, this war on drugs process we've done on for the last 30 years, has failed. It's a failure.
Judge Wendell Griffin, thanks very much for your time.
Nice talking with you.
This is KUAR 89.1.